You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're interviewing Stephanie Taveras. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You're a recent graduate at Bishop's University and major in sports studies and psychology, and you have a very exciting project. Your project is called Solo Steph.
Exactly, yeah.
So tell us about the project, Stephanie.
So Solo Steph is a three-year project which is going to bring me to every country in the world. And it's a project that came out of my passion for traveling and is now grown into something, a project that I want to empower women with.
Okay. You're going to travel around the globe. About how many countries?
This is a hard question because it's very disputed among people. Mm-hmm. There's 193 countries in the UN, but there's also some countries not in the UN, such as the Vatican, Palestine, Western Sahara, and a couple others. So the total for my trip is going to be 201.
201 countries.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So how are you going to accomplish this? Tell us your plan.
So my plan is I'm going to fly into Iceland at the end of June. So okay. I'm going to start with Europe. And I'm going to just go to countries. I have about 5 days per country. So some days I'm going to spend a bit less time in. Some days maybe I'm just going to be 1 day. And some days some countries I want to spend a bit more time in. So I'm going to take those days and put towards those countries.
Okay, so some countries you're more interested in seeing the sights and different things like that? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, some countries are bigger or have a bit more sightseeing, so I might spend a bit more time. Some countries are a bit more dangerous as well, so maybe
right.
I want to spend a bit less time in them.
Okay, yeah. Are you worried about the dangerous countries?
I mean, I have a healthy dose of fear, I suppose.
Right.
But I think it's going to be okay. It's just about taking common sense safety precautions and just listening to my guts, and I think it's going to turn out all right.
Okay, what's your experience in traveling so far?
My first big trip I took 2 years ago during my first year at Bishop's, and I went 5 weeks to Guatemala and Salvador alone. I wanted to go and learn Spanish, and mm-hmm. it turned out to be a really good travel experience. So that spring I went a month alone again in Thailand, mm-hmm. and this past summer I was 2 months road tripping alone across Canada and the States. I did 6 provinces and 23 states.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. quite a bit. So
yeah.
you're gaining some experience already.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so that's how you plan to do it. And you want to break some records too, some world records. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. So there has not been many people at all that have done every country in the world. But with this project, what I hope to accomplish is in a certain journey, being the first female to accomplish every country in the world, mm-hmm. as well as the fastest to do this and the youngest individual to accomplish this.
So have you contacted the Guinness World Book of Records?
Yes. It's a quite a complicated process and a big application, but I've sent in everything I needed to, and now I'm just waiting for them to give me a bit more instructions and all the guidelines and rules.
Okay. So what does your family and friends think of this adventure?
I think it's pretty divided. Half think I'm completely insane and are quite in disbelief of the project, but the other half are in full support, really believe in the project, and I think everyone is still interested in the project in general. And so I think my friends and family are just going to tune in and try to listen as much as they can on my social media.
Okay, so you're going to use some of your psychology you've learned too, and I guess, yeah, you're training for this too, because it takes a certain amount of stamina and physical mm-hmm. ability
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So when you're in all these countries, where do you plan to stay?
I'm going to try to do some couchsurfing as much as I can. So couchsurfing is an online community where there are hosts from pretty much every country, and you can just go and sleep on a spare couch or in a spare room. So in many countries, that's going to be my goal. I'm also probably going to leave with a tent and sleeping bags. I'm going to hope to camp a bit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some countries with very, very affordable hostels. So I think that's going to be an option for me as well.
Okay. And you've saved some money to do this. And are you having any fundraisers, anything like that?
Mm-hmm. What I'm doing right now is I'm looking for sponsorship. So I got my first sponsor a couple of weeks ago, Jet Setter, a store in Montreal, which are mm-hmm. going to provide me with all my traveling clothes and gear. And I'm looking for other sponsors as well that could supply me with some funds for the project.
Okay, that's good. So have you tried couch surfing before when you went
to
Thailand?
Yes, I have. Yeah, my actual first small trip that I did was in New York. I spent a week couch surfing with people I didn't know. I even got my ride from couch surfing from Montreal all the way to New York. And it was incredible. And it's very cool because you meet people that know their city inside out, so they can bring you to really local spots and they can guide you best mm-hmm. in their city.
Good. So you're planning on leaving around the end of June, around June 27th, I guess, after graduation?
Yeah, my graduation is June 4th, so I'm still going to have a couple of weeks between my graduation and my departure to spend a lot of time with my friends and family.
Okay, so a lot of preparation. Tell us about the preparation for this.
Yeah, preparation for a trip like this is a big project. 201 countries. I have to figure out how I'm going to travel from one country to the other, where I'm going to sleep, what I want to do in each country, because I'd hate to go into a country and leave and not do a super big thing I wanted to do. So right now I'm trying to go country by country, what are my must-dos, must-sees for them, and trying to read about safety precautions by each country and modes of transportation.
Okay, what's some of the sites that you're looking forward to the most in the countries?
I'm very excited to go to Paris and see the Eiffel Tower, obviously. Okay. I've always wanted to go to Italy. I have some family from Portugal. Actually, I'm a Portuguese citizen since this year because my mom is Portuguese. So spending some time in Portugal and meeting some family over there is going to be one of my big things.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
And how long do you feel that it's going to take you?
So 3 years is the projected plan. Hopefully I'd like to complete this in 2 years and a half. But I'm also leaving myself a couple of months of wiggle room. So you never know what can happen abroad. Maybe I'm very tired. I need to take some breaks, or maybe I get stuck in a country with visa restrictions.
Right.
So between 2 years and a half and 3 years is going to be my expectation for this trip.
Wow. What kind of a passport do you need? Just the ordinary passport?
Yeah, I mean, as a Canadian and Portuguese citizen, we're very lucky that we have a lot of countries that are visa-free, and we have a lot of access to pretty much every country, even the countries that we need a visa. It's very easy to do so. So just basic passports. Most countries you can get into without a problem. And if you need a visa, just apply to embassies online or in person, and then they'll provide you with a visa.
Okay. So that's going to be quite a budget, 2.5 to 3 years.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be pretty huge. I've saved up a bit of money over the years, so I have some to get me started. But as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to need some sponsors. And I'm going to try to find some online work as well, probably in translation, or I'm going to blog a lot as well.
So as you're traveling, you're going to do some online work?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. And how are you going to keep in touch with your family? Through social media?
Yeah, I think, well, with my close family, I'm probably going to try to Skype a lot and just keep them updated on my journey. But social media is going to be my big thing, so I can keep all my friends updated as well. So I think my three main are going to be Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. So they have daily updates of my adventures.
Okay. So are you going to have a website where the general public can log in and see how you're progressing?
Yeah, I'm going to develop a website for blogging. I haven't done it yet, but everyone can follow me on those three social media. Facebook is already up and running. Snapchat, I've already started posting some things. And Instagram has some pictures as well. So it's going to be open to everyone.
Good. Any addresses for the Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, so everything is going to be on Solo Steph, S-O-L-O-O-O Steph, for Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Okay, so that's S-O-L-O-O-O Steph, S-T-E-P-H.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's easy to remember, because that's going to be pretty exciting to see where you are, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any plans, like if somebody gives a donation, they get a picture of you by email or anything like that, where you are?
I haven't thought of private donations yet, because I want to focus most on sponsorship. And also, during my trip, I'm going to be in association with a charity. So I think if people want to give individual donations, I'm going to direct more perhaps for this charity, which is Tostan. It's a charity based in Africa.
Okay.
And it was important for me to be in association with a charity that aimed to empower women, as I want to do with my trip. And so this charity is focusing on human rights, and over the years have given over 19,000 leadership positions to women in their communities in Africa. They have raised 3 million voices against female genital mutilation, and they have made agreements with 7,000 villages against child marriages.
Okay, that's really interesting. So that's based in Africa.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, are you planning to visit the organization when you're there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Are you looking for a future job in this or in the charity?
My dream job would be to be a public speaker in sexual health. So it has some link, I suppose. That's a further goal of mine, and I want to do some entrepreneurship work as well. And doing some charity work is something that's important for me, so that could be in my future as well.
Good, good. You want to be in the Guinness World Book of Records, mm-hmm. and you want to empower this charity, I guess, too.
Yeah.
So that's great. Any other goals?
I mean, just grow as much as I can. Traveling for me is a way to learn, to learn about myself, but to learn about the world. I think there's so much that I can learn about politics, geography, the people, cultures, everything. So I just want to try to keep an open mind and learn as much as I can over the next 3 years.
Good. Sounds great. Sounds like a really interesting project, a really huge project too. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Stephanie?
Just if anyone is thinking about traveling, it's one of the best experiences you can do, as I said, to learn and to grow as a person. So if you're thinking about traveling and you're scared, mm-hmm. it's normal to be a bit scared and a bit nervous, but it's one of the best things you can do. So if traveling is something you're thinking about, definitely do it.
Good. So you're starting off with Iceland. I just wanted to mention, mm-hmm. what won Iceland, the number one position to start from?
One of the cheapest flights you can get across Europe is now through Iceland,
okay.
because of a very cheap airline.
Okay.
So a one-way ticket is only $200-$300, mm-hmm. which is a really great deal. So I'm going to stop there and then fly into Ireland and then do the UK.
Okay, sounds interesting. What's the last country you think you'll visit?
The last country I'm predicting is going to be the United States.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Well, we wish you all the luck and
thank you so
definitely
much.
Keep us posted along the way.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.